the perception, the thoughts. People, this is the battlefield. Not your body, not your pocketbook, not your spouse, not your not these other things going on in the world. Your mind is the battlefield. Something happens in your life that is a disaster. We'll call it a disaster. The battlefield is in your mind, not the disaster. There are some people who lose, and I'm talking about unbelievers who can lose everything and boy, build themselves back up, and they take pride. I built myself up. Where did they fight their battle? In the mind. Christians fall apart. God hates me. I'll never smile again. No, God. Well, an unbeliever just says, hey, this is so bad, but I'm going to get up, and I'm going to make another million, and I'm going to go on with my life. And they do it. Well, over here is wimpy Christian falling apart. People, the battle is not what happens in your life. The battle is not the divorce. The battle is not the marriage either. The battle is not the divorce. The battle is not the cancer. The battle is not the heart attack. The battle is not the loss of money, health, friends. The battle is in your mind. If you don't realize that, you're never going to make it. That is the place of the battle. The battle is in the mind, the thoughts. This is the target, people. This is the target of all of Satan's schemes. Just look at 2 Corinthians 2:11 with me quickly. Look back just a page to 2:11. In order that no advantage be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Now, with schemes, that's his magic. That's his charm. To lead you away from the truth of the gospel. To charm you away from the truth of the gospel for the believer that we're restored by faith alone. Charm you by the law. That's his schemes. His schemes are magic. His schemes are to charm you.